W2T.
Gerald TR.
What is your place today?
6 inches and still coming.
Yep, tell me about it. I got two and a half in my gauge. I can't get as accurate as yours, but I got 2.5 inches in my gauge and it's still sprinkling off and off. Looks like it's trying to clear off in the distance, but still got the clouds over here and everything. So anyway, had to come out and completely fill up my car so that if I do make it to Greenville tomorrow, because right now I'm not feeling up to it, so I may duck out of tomorrow and just work Saturday and do the event on Sunday. So that happens.
Boy, a couple of days after missing that antenna. Well, right now I'm trying to glue my finger back together, my Morse code finger, matter of fact, with super glue. I had a VFW letter opener trying to open a VFW advertisement, you might call it, and sliced the end of my center finger, which I'd like to give them right now.
What for? That wasn't a very smart thing to do, you know. You're supposed to aim those things for cutting open envelopes away from you so they don't nick you.
It was right in the center of my middle finger, and the razor blade caught it, and those things are real tough cardboard, and then they got those little half-circle tabs around the ends of it, and I was trying to cut that half-circle around the end of it, and somehow I stuck my finger behind it and cut it. It was one of those duh moments, you know.
At our age, we're supposed to both know that those are things that you don't do, you know. It's in the learning process, and the young folks still have to learn that, but you and I should have learned it by now.
But yeah, it was dumb. But I can't seem to get the dang thing stop bleeding.
Won't you ask Bernice to kiss it and make it well for you?
I keep trying to knob super glue on it, and the blood washes it away.
Before you put the super glue on it, you put a Band-Aid on it, pull it tight, let it coagulate, and then you can go back and put the super glue on it, and it won't wash it away. You know, that's one of those other lessons you should have learned. Wash away like super glue does, and it's easier to get off than the super glue.
I tried that. I tried the styptic pencil first. Boy, that burned. And then I tried the liquid skin. And now I'm trying for the super glue, and it's right out on the end of my finger. And it just don't want to stop. But it's just a very, very minor cut, about a quarter inch long. But it's still seeping. Oh, well, I've done smarter things.
At our age, we also bleed more freely than somebody with tougher skin. And our blood vessels have gotten too close to the surface because then the little nicks, I nicked myself on something down at my sister's place while I was down there. And it took 10 minutes to get that thing to stop bleeding, free Band-Aids later.
A Band-Aid on it. But, I just pulled the radar up. You're right. It's all moving to the east, and it's clearer back behind Greenville and Easley now. The further south you go, the more coverage there is, but it's just verga and very little rain in it, it looks like. Boy, it really come a Donnybrooker last night at 1:15. I stayed up from 1:15 to 1:30. We were really getting clobbered with lightning and wind and I don't know what all. It was, but we didn't get any hail. I looked yesterday afternoon. I was watching the Fox local channel, and you couldn't hardly see out in their yard. And at I-85 and 385, they had some big hail down there.
that, I pulled into this little two-block area over here on Reedville Road where this repeater gets wiped out. And I think I figured out what it is. I ought to file a complaint with the FCC to the Highway Department, and there's crap they've got now up on these poles out here to help control, watch traffic and control the traffic lights. But anyway, yeah, I was still up about between 1 and 1:30, and I listened to all of that rain coming down, and then I finally just drifted off to sleep and got up about 7:30 this morning. So anyway, well, I'm pulling in here to the food line. I got to go inside and pick up something a minute. Had me the leftovers from my ribs I had for lunch at Shane's Rib Shack the other day. Had a special, a third rack of ribs, two sides, and a drink for $10. And I thought it was a good deal because their ribs are usually fairly large. So I ate two yesterday and had two more to eat for lunch today. Well, I'm here, Tom. I'll talk to you later. Let me get on inside and pick up what I want before it starts at the bottom, drops out again. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. I'll go back to fighting my finger here. Have a good day. N0TR clear.
TR, M4ASW.
And warfare. Good afternoon. This is Tom, N0TR.
Good afternoon, Tom. This is Tony up here in Asheville. Sometimes you can take a little bit of cornstarch or flour and put it on your finger on the cut, and it'll stop it or slow it down.
Okay, Bernice. Thanks. And what'd you say your name was again?
It's Tony Tango Oscar November Yankee.
Fine business, Tony. I was trying to get a drop of super glue on there. Yeah, I remember your call vividly. Jerry, KI-4DOS was in a similar squadron and a submarine warfare. I like that call. That's a good one.
The initials of my name, but I've heard anti-submarine warfare quite a bit, so that's okay, too. I'll take that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know much about it, but it was very interesting, to say the least. Well, I think most of the weather's gone down here now, and we live just north of Cunningham Lake and in between Robinson Lake, if you know where that's at. About 14 miles northeast of Greenville. And it got rough last night, but it's a lot of rougher in other neighborhoods around. Anderson really got clobbered.
I think there was some bad storms down that way. We had some pretty major thunder, but, you know, it wasn't really bad here where I live in East Asheville. In Oteen, it's a little area on the east side of Asheville. And we got some house-shaking thunder, but it wasn't nothing like a lot of other people got. So, you know, we're thankful for that, but we did have it a lot rougher.
I saw one semi-truck that huge tree fell on the cab and killed the driver. I forget what town that was in. They were trying to run a huge oak tree right in the middle of a brick home. And it was, oh my, it had to be a 100-footer. And it went right through their bedroom window, or their ceiling, I guess you would say, Tony. But we lived in Kansas for 62 and a half years before I retired and come down here to be near our grandchildren, daughter and son-in-law, and some other relatives. We've been down here about 15 years, and Kansas has been, they've really been catching it lately. Of course, up there, we had tornado warnings every year.
It becomes a way of life, really. I mean, it's something you think about, but not really. You know, it happens so often, I guess it's just another part of life.
If you're nervous, I'll tell you. And the worst ones are when they come at nighttime. And that's what happened to a lot of these folks down here this time. It come in at night. I was watching the local Fox channel at 1:15 in the morning, and Kendra, the weather lady, was still on there, and she'd been on there all evening also. like she says, all hands on deck.
That, yeah, it's terrible when it does come in at night like that.
Dude, I was an old electrician and electronic technician, industrial, in machine shops and wheel plants and printing plants, and finally hospital there for my last year. And just wonder what you did.
I'm kind of semi-retired. I'm unemployed, at least. I was in construction work for a long time. Well, not a long time. A short time, I guess. And then I was in a car accident. So that changed the course of my life. I'm totally blind now. But I worked at a manufacturing place for 28 years. Doing sewing and stuff like that.
Sorry to hear about your automobile accident. My wife has 9 sewing machines. She used to sew for, well, they picked up 345 cleaners up in Kansas. They had a route, and then they'd bring all the alterations to us. And she did a lot of leather work, but everything from mink and chinchilla to snake. I seen anaconda and rattlesnake hides and everything else in some of the coats. And, I think the most unusual thing we probably ever did was a family had a bomber suit from a B-17. I bet that thing weighed 40 pounds. But those guys had to stay warm up there at high altitude, you know. But she done that for a lot of years, and I would take out the zippers around the bottom, and a lot of times they wanted a whole new lining, so I'd take the lining out and cut it up and stick it in the armpit and take it back from my Radio Shack out in the garage into the house, and when it come back, it looked like a new leather jacket.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty.
You too. I'm sorry, I missed your call. I think it was WU. I'm sorry, I'll screw it up. Come back again.
And you and I have talked once before, I think. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Or as Tom and my other buddies say, I'm wound up too tight. Name here is Rusty, and I'm located over here in the Moore area in South Carolina. Over.
Like that call. This is November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, Tony in Asheville.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
He was in an automobile accident and was totally blind. Well, I had a friend who was totally blind. He stepped on a landmine in Vietnam. And he actually had an extra class license. And I've worked quite a few. Not quite a few, but some. Operators that were very fine Morse code operators, Tony, on HF, and always enjoyed that.
Glad I knew a guy here in Nashville. He was a counselor for the blind, and he was very proficient at Morse code. I'm trying to learn code. I'm just not there yet. I mean, I'm still learning the alphabet and stuff like that. But it is something I would like to get into, or at least understand more of.
Yeah, I probably got about one more round. Yeah, I do some code, and that's the reason I got that call, Tony, is because I wanted something that was a good CW call. And my previous call, which was another vanity call, but it was my initials, they weren't very good. HA4RK was not a really good CW thing, but W2T is, and I went looking, and there was nothing in the fourth call area. So I ventured up to the first and the second, and they gave me the one that was out of the second call area, and it's worked pretty good. I've made a bunch of contacts with it, so, you know, it's working good. Tom, I found out the other day, I've got, when I got my paperwork in, I got two more bands in which I qualify. I got my DXCC in on two more bands, so I've got three bands confirmed for DXCC now, Tom.
Excuse me, Rusty. That's nice. Well, most most of the guys that I'd like to work have gone to that FTH stuff, and I won't do it on 160. It's easier for them, and I'd like to get my 9-band DXCC, but I ain't worried about it. I just haven't heard anything on it, so I don't bother with it very much anymore. I got 63 countries on it, I guess. But, well, I always tell people, Tony, that it's just elbow grease. If you're willing to devote the time, you will get it. It took me about a year to work up to 20 words a minute. And it's not easy. That's true. But don't burn yourself out. I do about 30 minutes a day. Sometimes I do another 30 minutes. But I had a tape recorder with cassette tapes, and I'd play those tapes and religiously every evening when I got off work. And that's how I learned it. I know Dave Watson said he wrote a little program and put it in his car, and he'd drive back and forth up to Charlotte, and that's the way he learned code. This is N0TR, and by the way, Tony, that's my initials, Tom Rouse.
I've been using an app called Morsehit. I think it's Morse-Hit, and it's available on the App Store. It's it seems to be pretty good, and there's several different aspects to it, but it's, like you say, it's just a lot of practice, and I'm trying not to get burned out on it, but I slowed down a little bit, but it's kind of fun, really. My wife and I was getting her to help me with it for a while, and that was a little bit better, so... Anyway,
I have to work at it, and I'm still working on mine, Tony, even though I do CW. I'm starting to get where I can read it a little better, and I don't try sending it with a key, because you don't want to try to copy me if I'm sending with a key, because my key work is, I use a paddle in it, double paddle, and it just doesn't, I'm just not very comfortable with that, so I send with my computer and the software I use, and it sends good. That way people can call me and don't have to keep coming back to me and asking me what I said. And Tom, I found there's another thing out there that's similar to FT8, but it's called FS8, and it's made for holding QSOs back and forth. It's not like just exchange of signals like the FT8 is, and it's made for the low power and, you know, and the hard to get things. So I was looking at that, and I may look at downloading that software and see how well it works, and may try some of that. Anyway, I'm going to sign with you now because I'm getting ready to pull in the yard, and I need to jump out and check my mail and see if I can keep from running over these two buzzers along the edge of the road picking up something. I'll catch you both later. N0TR to take it, W2T73s.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I got my hemorrhaging stopped here on my finger. That really ticked me off. That's the finger I use on my Morse code paddles. Have a good day, Rusty. 73s. W2T signed. This is N0TR. Well, Tony, I highly recommend a venture set of paddles if you haven't got any. And it's much easier to do Morse code on a set of paddles than it ever will be on a straight key. It's nice to know how to do a straight key, and I know guys that have learned on it, but I just had a hard time with it and couldn't develop any speed at all. And now I can sit there 28 to 30 words a minute and feel comfortable with it. Now, if I'm trying to do a conversation, I have to slow down to 28 or 26 or even 24, because that's probably the hardest thing you'll ever do is a conversation. A normal exchange of QSOs with guys, you know, like your RST is 599, and the name here is Tom, and the QTH is South Carolina. Those just become secondhand because they use the most common phrases in the English language, and you can recognize a lot of those in your head. So it gets to be like music, I guess you would say. It has a rhythm to it, Tony.
I agree with that, because I know I was trying to listen to the dits and ahs, and they said, no, don't do that. Just listen to the sound the whole thing makes, and that's similar to Braille. I overcomplicated Braille, and it was terrible. I mean, I can use it for notes and things like that, or labels and stuff like that, but it's another language.
It's so special. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry can do it. They had a 12-year-old pass the extra class test down here the other day, and that's very admirable because it's not easy. But it goes to show you, I never did hear a 12-year-old back when there was only 11% of us had extra class licenses and you had to do 20 words a minute. They, you know, it's like school anymore. If you can't pass the test, well, you lower the standards. And it's still hard to pass, and I'm sure everybody's proud of their hard as it was in the old days when you had to learn that darn code. I hated it. But after I got to where I could use it, I just love it. Like you say, it's like knowing a foreign language. But the good thing is, you can talk to anybody in the world. You can talk to Russians, you can talk to Frenchmen, you can talk to Germans, you can talk to Italy. It doesn't matter, Mongolia, because it's international Morse code and it's in English. And that's one of the finer things about it.
That's kind of what draws me to it. It's something that, you know, like you say, it's worldwide. You don't have to have a whole lot of power to do it.
Yes, this is NGLTR. That's true. And I work QRP stations, low power stations. I work parks on the air stations, and they usually operate with homemade antennas and very low power. But if I see them posted or something, I'll go up there and work them just to give them the contact. And I don't do QRP. As the saying goes, life's too short for QRP. But that's not true. There's a lot of places for it. And I have one friend, NY4G, that he goes to different summits on the air and does it. And I think he's got over 100 summits now. But that's outstanding. And he is an outstanding individual. But at any rate, Tony, they have a thing called Morse Academy. And I've heard a lot of guys use that to learn Morse code. And I think you got to bring up Morse Academy on the computer. I had one years ago that it would come up with a saying in Morse code. For example, you would go da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you would have to type that in, and if your response was correct, it would beep one tone, and if your response was incorrect, it would send the other tone. I mean, all the way from learning the letters to the numbers to the punctuation. And you don't use many punctuation marks in Morse code. Mostly periods and commas and slant bar, things like that. But to learn all of those Q codes would be very difficult, and I just never did, and nobody ever uses that many anyways, unless it's QRT to end, you know, just to tell people you're shutting your radio off. But other than that, you might look up that Morse Academy. I know quite a few that went through it.
I appreciate it. I will check that out. Anything or everything, you know, I'll keep grabbing tools and seeing which one works for me finally, but it's very interesting to me, so hopefully I will, you know, I'll get there.
Attitude, you will definitely get there, Tony. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm getting a little hoarse, and it's been really enjoyable. enjoyable. The pleasure's all mine. And you have a good rest of the day. And thank the good Lord. These storms are about over with. And it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend for Mother's Day. And I've got an invite, my wife and I, to go over to our kids' lake house and maybe do a little fishing, too. And the weather's supposed to be in the 70s and clear and sunshine. Couldn't ask for more. Thank Mother Nature and the good Lord. See you later, Tony. I think it was N4ASW, anyways, for the suffix. This is N0TR, clear with your final.
Tom, this is N4ASW, and all will be clear, but I hope you have a great weekend, and you and your family, and I just hope you have a great weekend, a very good time. 73s to you and everybody, and I'll talk to you later, I hope.
Dennis, N0TR, clear.